Let's get more perspective on Roxborough with the Committee of 70's President and CEO, Zach Stallberg. Mr. Stallberg, thanks for joining us on this election evening.
Thanks for having me.
It's kind of an ironic name, Philadelphia Democrats for Transparency, in that they seem much more opaque than transparent.
Well, it's also Philadelphia. You know, it's election day, which means there are a lot of irregularities and things that aren't transparent call themselves transparent. So it's very typical.
Committee of 70 always has an army of volunteers out on election day. How big a staff is it, and to what extent can they preemptively turn up these kinds of issues?
Usually it's reactive, unfortunately, because the politicians have made it so that the poll watchers cannot go inside the polls, neutral poll watchers. So, ironically, only if you're affiliated with the campaign can you get into the polling place to observe what's going on. So we can help deal with complaints on the way out the door. And this in this election, it's a primary, which means there's a little less interest. And so there's roughly about 300 people working today as volunteers.
Well, if poll watchers cannot get into the polls, you might be envious of what we're hearing anecdotally, examples of election judges actually reaching into the booth to help voters in need of such help.
Right. Well, there have been throughout the day complaints of what is known as electioneering, and that's covers a broad category, including the one you just mentioned, in which there's misbehavior on the part of someone inside the polling place aimed at influencing a vote or actually casting a vote on behalf of another person. Ironically, in Philadelphia, instead of the electioneering being about the biggest races on the ballot, and today we're choosing gubernatorial candidates, for instance, they're often about the smaller races, who's going to be the committee person, or they often have something to do with feuds among warring factions, and that's what's going on in the lower northeast and in Roxborough today.
Which gets to my next question. Do you typically find problems based on the players or the particular polling site where there might be problems election after election?
It's usually about the players. Now, sometimes, of course, they overlap sites. But, for instance, there's a particularly nasty fight going on for the Democratic nomination for the state senator's seat from the second senatorial district between Christina Tartaglione, who's a member of the Tartaglione family, and Tomas Sanchez, who is the husband of Councilwoman Maria Quinones Sanchez, and former Councilman Danny Savage, who was the son of a ward leader. And so that's a blood feud that's been going on for some time, and it's playing itself out on Election Day in the second senatorial district.
How's turnout been so far?
Hard to tell midday, but it does not look impressive in these times when people distrust politicians intensely. They tend not to come out even for hotly contested races. And in Philadelphia, of course, most of the races are not hotly contested. But there are some good races today, and the polls do remain open until 8 tonight. Anybody standing in line at 8 o'clock can vote. So I'd urge everybody to go out and vote and make sure their vote counts.
Is the job of both voters and the Committee of 70 cohort made easier by the fact that we no longer have to navigate voter ID laws?
It's certainly easier that for a couple of years there was the voter ID cloud over the election and confused a great number of people. Now that it's out of the way, the voters can really refocus themselves on who is the best candidate. And in some of these cases, some of these elections today, they have some good choices.
Thanks, Zach.
Thank you. Have a great night.